Hey, party people. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. For today on Monday, we are knee to lucky thigh high in the better spots coming in from the east at 9 seconds for North Florida, and it's getting smaller as you head down south. Once you get down around the Space Coast or so, even once you get around Daytona Beach, you're going to be down into the knee high zone, maybe even down to like shin high by the time you get down to Sebastian Inlet. Gentle offshore morning winds are going to give way to brisk northeast winds by the end of the day, as this front we have, it's just a little front, it's going to start passing over. For Tuesday, we're going to start today with knee to lucky thigh high sets coming in at 8 to 9 seconds from the east. Now, we have a little bit of wind swell component that's going to be on top of that as the day goes on. Now, winds are going to start gentle from the north to northeast and clock around to the southeast by the afternoon. And those will be building the low teens by the end of the day. And that's what's adding that little bit of extra wind swell size on top of Monday's size. Now, looking ahead, we should be in the thigh zone for Wednesday with northeast swell coming in at 7 seconds on top of that 9 second east swell. But some southeast winds in the mid-teens are going to be adding some chop. So keep an eye on those south protected areas. Looks like we're going to have similar conditions to Wednesday on Thursday. And after that on Friday, we got another front coming over. Now, this one's going to be a little stronger. We're going to have strong northeast winds filling in from the north, kicking up some good size but chunky wind swell by the end of the day. Now, that's mostly for north and central Florida. It looks like southern Florida isn't going to quite be in the window for this. Now, winds are forecast to turn south to southeast on Saturday with good size sets coming in 9 seconds. Should be decent in a south-protected spot again. And we have a possibility of some fun leftovers on Sunday, but stay tuned on that because these fronts, they kind of, you know, they speed up, they slow down a little, so the timing might change a little. Some point either tomorrow or Wednesday, I'm going to jump up on that South Cocoa Beach pier cam. I got to replace that out. The old one's gotten kind of wonky. I thought I had a replacement that would drop right in, but I was wrong. That one was bad. I'm upgrading to the newer style camera. That takes a different mount, and I got to do some rewiring to make that work. So I need a day where I got, you know, a couple solid hours to do it right. So hey, everybody, I'll be back on Wednesday. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. It's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.